It's game week. I know you have to be excited right now, getting ready for the battle for the Little Brown Jug on Saturday.
Yeah, very excited. The team's all excited. I feel ready to play. So everyone just can't wait to get out there and play. It's been a while. You know, COVID had.
How much of a challenge has this been the last, you think, about 6 months here where you couldn't be around your teammates, everyone was in isolation, there was no spring ball after three practices, it looked like the season wasn't going to happen, finally here we are on game week. What's this six-month stretch been like for you and your teammates?
It's been very challenging, but I feel like it's actually brought us all together. One of the hardest things is you don't really get the chance to hang out with your teammates. You don't get the chance to see your teammates when the situations with COVID. We didn't really have the time that we normally spent together in the summers and the spring and, you know, beginning of the fall. And the thing was that we didn't really get to have that person in-person interaction. You know, you don't have the time to learn who your freshmen are at a close level. But I feel like the way we went about it, with the way we Zoomed and the way we met and the way we got to meet each other, I felt like it was perfect. You know, I felt like we were still in the office and still hanging out in the team meeting room and all the meetings, the way we were Zooming and talking to each other. And so I felt like the way that we went about it was the best way we could do it.
You played last year. Now you're going to start this year. What does that change anything in terms of how you go about your business? Does it change how you mentally get ready for a game on Saturday?
Definitely changes how you go about your business. Yeah, that put me in a different role as I was in last year. Last year, I learned a lot from the older guys in the room, like Carter Coughlin, and it really showed me what ways that I should be ready to prepare myself. And honestly, using that as a backboard, basically learn what to do and carry myself, it's helped me a lot. And, you know, talking to him and still reaching out to him, it's taught me a lot of things to make sure of how to carry myself and what ways to carry myself.
How's Carter doing, by the way? I know you mentioned that you talked to him, and you guys, I think maybe this week or last week, had a chance to catch up.
He's doing really good, you know. He's out there in New Jersey, you know. It's a different world out there, he said, but he's still doing good.
Now, when you mentioned kind of a different role. Last year, you played mostly on pass rush situations, and there were even times, right, Boye, where you were lined up as a tackle to utilize that speed in the middle. I would assume, although we don't know, you know, and you may not want to let the cat out of the bag in terms of what your role will be, but that you'll be on the outside most of the time now as a regular every-down defensive end. How does that change, and what's the challenge now of you can't just be a pass rusher. You're also now, as an every-down guy, need to also stop the run and force it back inside or contain or whatever your responsibilities might be.
It's definitely changed in the roles, as you said. You know, last year I was in a different position, and now playing as I am now, it's definitely something that I had to get used to. It's something that I've been groomed to learn, and something I've been, you know, through the time of being here, that I've been groomed through my coaches and learning different things and learning about how to play the game and basically bettering myself. I feel like they put me in the position to be able to play this.
Let me ask you about your new defensive line coach, Chad Wilt. What's he been like?
He's one of those coaches that really preaches that what he preaches. He asks how he preaches. And it's something that he really has a bit deep care level for everybody in the room. He's a person that he will show his heart. He'll show how he feels. He'll show you that he really cares. And that's something that I love about him, honestly. The fact is, like, you get the real Coach Wilt when you were hanging out with him. When you were in the room with him, he's going to show you exactly who he is. And then that's one thing I love about how he coaches us. And you can always know what to expect, and you know what you're getting with him. And he really has a deep care level about the game and about us and everybody in the room.
We're with Boye Mafe here. We want to ask you, too, about the game Saturday. Michigan in town. Obviously, they have a lot of talent. They do have some new starters up front. They have a new quarterback. What kind of things do you see from the Wolverines when you watch them on tape? And how hard has it been to prepare knowing they have some newcomers?
We have a great staff here, and they do what they need to do, and they find a way to get us the information we need to. Honestly, as a team, we're all ready to play them. We're ready to see what we're all both excited as a standpoint for us, and I bet Michigan's excited to play too. You know, with how COVID took away the game for us for a little bit, and now that they brought it back to us, and now it's time for us to be able to play again and be able to play each other.
Now, you grew up in Minnesota, so you were, I assume, somewhat familiar with the Little Brown Jug, but I know Coach gave the whole team a little history lesson this week, right?
Yeah, he did.
How important would it be for you guys to win it here on your home field?
I mean, amazing, just for the people of all the alumni and all the people who've played with me and played before me. I came before I was even a thought on the campus, and to be able to bring that back home for them, I think it's a deeper meaning of just one game. It's a game that means a lot, you know, with all the people who played here before me And it would mean the world for me to be able to bring that back for them and be able to bring that back to Minnesota.
All right, you mentioned Minnesota. It's your home state. Take me through your process of why you decided to stay home. You had opportunities if you wanted to leave the state and play college football. You could have, and you chose to stay home, play in front of your family. What was that decision like, and why did you make it that way?
I decided to stay home personally because I felt like, you know, it was kind of in a weird position for me. You know, obviously, when I was getting recruited, Coach Fleck had just got the job, and he only had, 2 weeks to recruit me. And one thing he really sold me on is that he has a life program here and the fact that he's not just about football and that he wanted to restore what was Minnesota back to its legacy when Minnesota was one of the dominant teams in the Big Ten. So the fact that he saw the vision of winning the championships and winning to be able to get towards that future, that's something I wanted to get a lot right alongside with. And the fact that he would talk about more than just football with me and that he actually cared about like my life. Talking about how I'd be as a father, how I'd be in the workforce and things like that. And the fact that it's not just talking about X's and O's, he'll talk with you about everything.
So that was the decision. Now you're a few years removed from it. You've been in the program. Did he deliver on his promise on that recruiting trip and that recruiting visit?
Yeah, I mean, he offers you have the endless opportunities in this program. No matter what type of field you want to get into, no matter what you want to do with your life, you can find he'll find an avenue and find a way for you to get into that field. Or whatever you want to do with your life. And the thing is, I think that is amazing that he's taught me so much about myself that I didn't realize. He's taught me about, you know, how to carry myself as a man, how to, you know, think about family orientation and basically looking at towards the future of what I want for my future. He's found ways to teach me about that. And along with my other teammates, with, you know, the way that we go in our off season, during the season, you know, with leadership council and all the other things he does, he finds a way to teach you in every moment.
Minnesota's awfully proud of when kids stay home. It's a unique state. What did playing high school football here, how do you think that helped shape you being a Minnesota high school football player?
Minnesota high school football, you know, it's basically gets cold in late November. I think we're probably, you know, on the colder end of all the Big Ten teams. So, I mean, you get used to those. It's our north, you know. Minnesota is one of the colder states in the Big Ten. So, it's something that you get used to, and like, you know, especially with the late season we're having now, it feels like something that you were born to play, and it feels like something like if it was 100 degrees at a game, it'd feel like I was out of place, honestly. But now that seeing it like how it is, being in the cold, it's something that you basically fall in love with, the fact that it's like the grittiness and like, oh, people don't like to play in the cold, but we do. And, you know, being from Minnesota, being able to play for your home state is something that's just so much pride and so much – this makes – energy.
And obviously you'd love to have a lot of those Minnesota people, you know, you'd love to have 50,000 in the stands, but because of the circumstances, it sounds like that you guys will all be able to have a few family members at least to watch. How important is that to at least have a few people in the stands to watch each of these home games?
I mean, it means the world, because especially with having at least your family there to be able to watch you. It's something that, you know, everyone has their family. That is something that, for me, I'm very family oriented, and I'm glad I'll be able to play in front of them and be able to see them in the stands. So it means the world that at least that I was able to have my family come and watch me play.
Well, good luck against the Wolverines, and let's get that little brown jug on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. He is Boye Mafe. He is from Hopkins High School. He's a Minnesota kid. Stayed home to play for the Golden Gophers, and he's ready to go with the football game this week against Michigan.